News in brief, an Egyptian court has confirmed death sentences against the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and 182 of his supporters. The court's decision came 2 months after it referred the case against the Brotherhood's leader, Mohammed Badi, and hundreds of others to the state's highest religious authority. A U.S. court has approved the National Security Agency's request to continue collecting telephone metadata for another 3 months. Lawmakers have passed a bill to restrict the NSA's electronic surveillance powers. If endorsed by the Senate, the bill will bar the agency from using personal electronic information without court order. Syria has warned the United Nations Security Council that it would consider any unauthorized cross-border delivery of aid as an attack on its territorial integrity. The government is protesting a draft resolution that would allow the delivery of aid into Syria through 4 border crossings without approval from the government. The US has lost more than 400 military drones in major crashes worldwide over the past 13 years. According to the Washington Post, the drones have crashed due to malfunctioning. The Post added that most accidents happened in Afghanistan, where many civilians have lost their lives in US drone strikes. The Palestinian resistance group Hamas warns that an intifada can be renewed anytime there's an escalation of Israeli aggression. The group says Tel Aviv will regret its actions against Palestinians. The warnings come as Israel continues its search and arrest operations in the West Bank to find 3 missing Israeli settlers. A deadly bomb attack in Lebanon has aroused concern among diplomatic missions in the country. Saudi Arabia's ambassador has left Beirut after Friday's bombing left 2 people dead. The US ambassador has cancelled his scheduled meetings. The French embassy has called on French nationals to remain indoors. Chinese police have killed over a dozen people during an attack on a public security building in the far western region of Xinjiang. 3 policemen were also injured. The restless region has been the scene of deadly violence in recent months. And US officials have confirmed that 3 servicemen killed in southern Afghanistan were American. The troopers lost their lives in a roadside bomb attack by Taliban militants in Helmand province. Friday's deaths bring to 30 the number of US forces killed in Afghanistan so far this year.